हेलो।
हेलो मिस्टर,
या आई एम गुड, हाउ अबाउट यू?
फाइन फाइन।
यस मोहम्मद, सो यू आर इन ऑफिस और टुडे इट्स ऑफ डे?
टुडे एंड गर्ल्स हॉलिडे।
ये ग्रेट, सो गुड टाइम टू टॉक। यस, सो महमूद, आई वॉज कंडक्टिंग ए मार्केट रिसर्च स्टडी रिलेटेड टू पीडीएस टू प्रोपिलिन टेक्नोलॉजी, एंड आई केम अक्रॉस वेरियस टेक्नोलॉजीज दैट आर कमर्शियली अवेलेबल, अमॉन्गस्ट विच यूओपी ओलिफिक्स इज वन, कैटोफिन इज वन, देन स्टार इज वन, देन स्टीम एक्टिव रिफॉर्मिंग, देन एफ सी डी एच इज वन, एंड there are other technologies like Linde, BSF, and Ciprogetti, something like that. Just a sec, I'll just confirm the name. Yes, one is PDH, Linde, BSF, and Statoil, and the other one is Yasintage, Snam Progetti. So among these technologies, I wanted to confirm that whether that PDH, Linde, BSF, Statoil, and the other technology which I mentioned, that is Snaprogetti, are commercially available or they are still in the developing phase.
Okay, what I have, I work with one technology. I work with two technologies. One is Star technology from Oda,
yes.
Germany.
Yes.
And it's not fully successful.
Okay.
And you can consider it's under 100%. And
okay.
Second, I work with now is UOB.
UOB, yes.
This is what I have actually worked with and have
Okay. So also I would like to confirm that UOP is the largest, means widely used technology. It's like around 60 to 70% capacities that are operating on PDH technology are of UOP license.
Yes, and I have also beside me working on Catapult.
Yes.
It's the same as also.
That's great. So you are not aware about the Linde, BSF, Statoil or any other technology?
No.
Oh,
no, what
okay.
I have actually working with.
Yes, yes. So just wanted to confirm from your side, like just I mentioned earlier, UOP is the largest used technology which accounts for around 65 to 70% of total market capacity or market share, then
yes.
Followed by Catofin.
Followed by Catofin. That is what I little bit know.
Yes, and the Star technology. There are around 4 to 5 plants operating on this technology. Not much.
Yes, very few. Very few. And the beginning is not.
Okay, it is not successful. Will it be used at the later stage after some developments, or will it get obsolete in upcoming future?
Maybe it's going up to obsolete, but till now, from 2010 till now, it's not fully successful.
Oh, okay. Great moment.
And not recommended.
Yes. Also, I have categorized the market on basis of the application derivatives for propylene. So, major derivatives I have considered are the polypropylene, propylene oxide, then acrylonitrile. Just a second.
Yes, polypropylene is major.
Yes, acrylonitrile, cumene, alcohols, acrylic acid and others. So
yes,
so I have considered that polypropylene accounts for the major share, followed by the propylene oxide, Am I correct?
No, no, no. Polypropylene, not correct. Not
polypropylene is the final product.
Yes, polypropylene would be the final product, correct. You have idea about the end users of polypropylene, which are the major end users of polypropylene?
Yes, I know majority of the grades and the end users. Majority also I have known that carpets.
Yes.
Carpets is the majority using for polypropylene.
Okay.
And clothes and part of medical food ingredients. But the majority is for carpets.
Okay.
Carpets and clothes.
Okay, fine. And it also goes in manufacturing of automotive parts.
Automotive parts, exactly. But cannot look at the majority, as I told you.
And also for packaging of food and beverage bottles or?
Food and medical.
Yes, great. Okay, fine. If you consider about the regional demand for the propylene, I have categorized market in North America, Europe, Asia Pacific,
China,
China, yes. Then
yes,
South America, Middle East and Africa, yes. Among these six regions,
yes.
So major, I have majority of demand goes to China,
exactly.
Followed by North America and Middle East. Because
no,
there are
Middle East after Europe.
After Europe.
Okay, I have considered Middle East before Europe because the polypropylene capacities in Middle East are more than that of what is
exactly. You are right, but this capacity is exported to Europe.
Okay, yes, correct.
Yeah, not locally used. Majority is exporting to Europe.
Yes, yes. But if we consider about demand for not for polypropylene, just for propylene, then propylene would be consumed in Middle East to produce polypropylene.
Exactly. For propylene, we consume in Middle East for this manufacturing.
Okay. Yes. So that was my query. The first query I wanted to confirm about the technology. Do you have any reference who could confirm this the commercialization of these two technologies which I mentioned?
Again, the question. Question.
Okay.
Firstly, I mentioned you about the two technologies, Linde BSF.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And Snaprogeti. So I just want to confirm that. Are these technologies commercially available? Do you have any reference who could confirm this about these technologies?
No, my first time to hear
about it. Okay, fine. Great. So that's all from my side, Mohammed. Actually, I just wanted to confirm about the split which I have taken. Am I on the right track or not? And also about these technologies. So thank you for confirming. Yes, thank you for confirming the segments that I have mentioned.
You are welcome.
Yes, just one more question. I have considered the market of PDH to propylene to be around 17 million tons.
Yes, we can consider as average of one plant. Around 500, full 50 to 500 kt.
Okay.
Kt per year.
Yes, and the means for one plant 400 to 500 kt. I have listed down all the plants,
yes.
And total them.
Yes, the average in the Middle East. Yes.
Yes. So I came to know about the 17 million tons, and the growth rate for PDH to propylene technology is around 8 to 10% CAGR, we can say.
Eight. No, again, can you repeat this?
Yes, the growth rate, the annual growth rate for this technology.
Annual, yes. Yes, around, yes.
5 to 10%.
From 5 to 10 maximum.
Oh, okay, fine, fine. Thanks, Mohammed, so much for confirming this too.
Thank you, Mr. Brachad. You are welcome anytime.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.